Hey, I'm Ken Pierpont, and it's time for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. And today's story is an old story I heard once when I was speaking up north in the northern lower peninsula of Michigan at a church camp up by Traverse City. Since I got to the camp, the story was being told of a young lady who'd come to camp one year who caused quite a stir at the camp. They said she got off the bus dressed all in black with dark makeup and black fingernail polish, and she told everyone who would listen that she was a practicing witch. She was serious, they said. This caused a sensational stir among the other campers. Some of them were petrified to think that they were attending church with not just a witch, but a practicing witch. A practicing witch just sounds so much worse than a regular witch. The continual buzz around the camp, from the snack shack to the dining hall to the waterfront, was, "She's a practicing witch. She's a practicing witch. She's a practicing witch." It was on everyone's lips. Her counselor was a little intimidated by it. Most of her cabin mates slept with one eye open, and they kept their distance during the daytime. Some of them concerned themselves with her salvation and tried to lead her to follow Jesus. Some of the girls gathered under a shade tree to pray for her deliverance. There were long conversations about how to cast a demon out of someone. One night, chapel had started, and the speaker for the evening was hurrying across the camp a couple of minutes late for chapel. He could hear the band had already started playing, and suddenly, out of the corner of his eye, he noticed a couple girls hiding behind a tree. They looked troubled. He said, "Is everything okay?" "No," they said. "We're afraid. Did you know there's a practicing witch here this week?" And they were trembling with fear. "Come with me," the seasoned youth speaker said. "I want to show you something." They clung to each other and they followed the speaker to the chapel. Stopping at the back door, he asked them to look into the chapel. The band was playing a favorite, and 300 campers were jumping up and down with their hands in the air and singing praise to God. They'd been singing together all week, and they were raising the roof with loud praise. "Look in there," he said. "What do you see?" "Do you see it, girls?" He said before they could answer. "It's one practicing witch and 300 practicing Christians." "Now," he said, "let's go to chapel." Yes, things are dark, but God has placed lights everywhere. Satan and his demons are real, and they're dangerous, but he's placed his spirit in each of his children, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's the story. From out on Bittersweet Farm today, where every day is a beautiful day, and the little light in the kitchen is always on.